glacier.
Somebody coming?
Back in the woods one.
I heard the elevator.
Yeah, I thought I heard it.
Side of the road from you, the other side of the S curve.
Okay. Meeting will come to order. Let's begin with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today is Monday, August 27th, 2018. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Filas?
Absent.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Lefkus?
Absent.
Dr. Lewis?
Absent.
Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. All right, just run down the agenda briefly. New business will approve vouchers. Meeting minutes, we have none this month, but we're almost up to date. Only last meeting is the only one we're missing, so we're in very good shape on that. Two resolutions to adopt Zinn Realty, Nagel Creek, and then public hearing for Mark Mandel. That's the lineup. Anyone have anything to add to that? Okay, then starting at the top, new business vouchers. I reviewed them. I didn't have any questions this month, small stack. So I will move that we approve payment of the bills.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to resolutions. First one is Zinn Resolution 2018.
And -05.
Yes, thank you, right, 05. And John, what's the latest release on this one yet? It's
July 24th, version 2. Okay.
Are there any other comments or corrections to that? Okay, and motion to adopt. Denise, could you read down the list, please, of who's eligible to vote on this one?
Yes, Mr. Mattson, Mr. Roberts, and Ms. Stevens. So, okay. Those that are present.
Right.
So I'll make a motion.
And I'll second.
Okay. Let's call the roll, please, Denise.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
And Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, thank you. And then Nagel Creek, Resolution 2018-06, we're looking at version 3.
Version 3 with today's date. So does anyone need me to go over the changes? Because I didn't send out this version 3 until early this afternoon. Anyone, by raising a hand, need me to go over the changes? Okay.
Okay. I just have, John, I sent you a few comments, and yep. You made a couple changes in there, having to do with time limits, things that need to be approved. And there's one in here that caught my eye. We say in here, I forget exactly where.
On page 7, it's condition 1B1. It's add a note to the variance plans that the applicant shall comply with all construction code and fire code requirements.
Okay. So my question is, doesn't an applicant have to comply with all of those anyway?
Correct. And we have a catch-all at the end, number 8, subject to other laws and approvals, that it's subject to any and all applicable laws. Correct. But
okay.
Notice, this is under Section B. A comment came from a board member. That's why I put it in, but I agree it doesn't have to be in because you have to do it anyway.
Okay, so there must be a board member that feels the catch-all at the bottom that says you've got to apply with all applicable laws. Somehow that doesn't do it. If that's the case, then maybe next year when we pass the regulations, if someone thinks this needs to be strengthened, so we can just have the standard condition in there. Does anyone disagree with that?
Not at all.
So hopefully we don't need to say, and by the way, you've got to adhere to the tax laws, and you've got to adhere to the noise ordinance and
the electrical code.
All of that stuff.
Plumbing.
It would never run.
Right, it should just be in the catch-all. Okay, and any other comments or corrections?
There's no significance to when we talked about filling in the septic versus doing what the Clinton Water Authority or the Sewage Authority wants.
Right, so
equivalent?
So the way I had it was technically, I had it the way I had said it.
Right.
In my notes, but they said, no, we're going to abandon it in compliance with the Clinton Township Sewage Authority requirements, and you guys said, yes, that's okay. So I made that change.
Okay.
That was I was wrong. I had it what I originally had said. They said they're going to abandon it per CTSA, and why does CTSA apply to that? Because they're hooking up to municipal sewer, so they have some regulation if you're hooking up to municipal sewer that how you go about abandoning the septic tank.
Didn't he say that there's two different ways to go about it, and you can pick either one? As long as you meet the requirement, we don't care which of the routes you take? Is that
correct.
What you're saying?
Correct. So I corrected it to say it's as long as you do it in compliance with CTSA requirements, you're fine. And that's, again, that's what you guys had said.
Right. Okay.
That one was on me for not having it.
Funny, I remembered what you said, so the change surprised me.
Well, you remember what I said, but that's then they said,
I take it.
So eligible members are Phyllis, Lewis, Mattson, McCaffrey, Roberts, Stevens, and Yeager.
So Phyllis is absent, Lewis is absent, so it's Mattson, McCaffrey, Roberts, Stevens, and Yeager.
Right. Okay. Motion to adopt, please.
So I'll move.
And a second.
I'll make a second. Yeah.
Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, great. All right, we're on to public hearing for Mr. Mandel. Good evening. Come on up, please.
Get yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, this is a continued hearing.
And Mr. Mandel put out a new notice, which I reviewed, and it's perfect.
Okay.
And he amended his application to comply with the setback, and the variance is for the height of the accessory building. The requirement is a maximum of 16 feet, and he is proposing a building 18 feet 4 inches, and he submitted elevations, product literature, and he took the copy of the survey and he drew the building in with the new setback.
Okay. Just two procedural notes. Mr. Mandel was sworn in last time, so he's still under oath.
Yep.
Correct. And also, I note that there are people in the public. Given that this is our only hearing tonight, I'm assuming that you are all here to comment in some way on this hearing. Is that correct? And at the appropriate time, we'll ask you to speak your piece. Okay. So just want to recognize that we know you're here and we'll get to you. Okay. Okay.
Note for the record that Dr. Lewis is here and she's here right as this case is being called, so she is eligible.
When last we met, the board asked if I could supply a better idea of what the site looks like. I did my best to put together a number of photographs and with a photo program stitched them together to a panorama. Unfortunately, it's just a little small. So rather than do that, I printed the four photographs that I took from in front of my garage together, and I will submit them so you all can look at it.
Okay, so that's going to be Exhibit A5. You took all these photos yourself?
Yes.
And what day did you take them on?
Yesterday.
Okay, and can you give me a copy of the small thing just for my file?
For your very own, sir.
Thank you. So, A5.
They're taped together.
Okay, can you just like hold it in front of the board and explain what it shows?
Okay.
Move right up so they can see it. Just move up
in
front of
my right hand. Mm-hmm.
is closest to the house. You may remember from the photographs before, the can over here, which is a compost, and that moves across to my wood pile, and then further on down the driveway to show the neighbor's house over on the, in my left hand, if you can see it. Woods are dense. If you look closely, you will see the boulders, which are about the size of Volkswagens. Nobody's going to build there. The other part of it is, if you will look at it, you will notice that it's sloping down away from my property. The homeowner next door is here with me tonight. Mr. Silverman, that property slopes down in deep forest to a stream, which is wetlands, can't be developed. So the impact of this building is not what it would be if we were in Wellington or in Hook Mountain, for that matter. We're in the woods. So if you can, I will hand this up, and you all can look at it and get a better idea.
Are you saying the impact of the building will be negligible because no one will be able to see it?
They will not be able to see it. Now, last time we were here and you folks gave me at least an indication that you weren't all that pleased with a encroachment of 10 feet on the 20-foot setback. But you also indicated that you would like to see what the result would be if I had the surveyors out at the property staked, which I did. Property line is marked. It is flagged. And then from there, without using the Mr. Yeager's 1 foot 50, instead I 100 foot tape. And it turns out that the encroachment that I would need to orient the building so that it runs on the same plane as the house is 4 feet on the southeast corner, and there would be about 6 feet of wall that would be over that 20-foot line of the 24. So it's really very, very slight. In the plan that you have, I place the building such that it would not encroach on the setback line. But of course, then it is angled somewhat off the axis of the main residence. So that is that. You also have the...
Can you bring that over to us?
You have that building up there. You have the building plan. That, of course, still has to be approved by Mike Reich and company. The drawings are not finalized yet, because it depends on whether we're going to use an 8-12 pitch on the roof or 5-12 pitch on the roof. The 8-12, if you may remember last time, is to match the roof pitch on the existing structure so that the two buildings tend to match each other. That takes a little bit more height. Makes no difference on the interior of the building. Okay, it only has to do with very cosmetic and trying to keep the architecture related in some way.
So what would the building height be with an 8-12 pitch roof, and what would the building height be with a 5-12 pitch roof?
With a 5-12 pitch, it would be 15-8. And with an 8-12 pitch, it would be 18-8. 18-8 inches. Great. That's in the notice.
How come this elevation says 18-4?
That's what they told me. The finished height would be 18-8, so that's what I put in the notice.
No, I understand. The note, you can put more in the notice, but did you read?
If the plan says 18, I haven't really looked at that. I have to be honest with you. Aside from, that's what it's going to look like. Windows will be a little bit different too. Those are double hung kind of windows, and
we'll be using windows to match the existing house, which are a little bit taller and a little bit more narrow.
So your testimony is that the elevation, the eave side to elevation attached to your August 1 letter that you submitted to the board,
yeah,
that includes an 8-12 pitch roof?
Yes, it does.
And so if that drawing says that the height's going to be 18 foot 4,
that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. So, certainly I'm open to questions. If anybody has some more concerns, there are several people here.
You said the windows won't be these double hung. The windows are going to match what's on the existing house.
They will be casements, right.
Casements. Right. Windows will be casements to match existing house windows, yes?
That is correct. They'll be in the same location.
Yeah. Same size, too?
No, they'll be a little taller than that. They will be set three foot off the ground. They'll be 4 feet high, and then they'll be 3 foot space above them. Same number, same locations. I had to talk to Mike Wright, matter of fact, this morning, because the building plan calls for an overhead garage door. With an overhead garage door, the code requires that the slab be grated with a 2 foot or a 2 inch slope.
Sloping away.
No, from the concrete.
Right.
Toward the door. Has to have a 2 inch. I can't have a level
right.
floor because if you park a car there, fluids have to run out. And that's code. I called the pole barn company and asked them if they do carriage doors, not overhead doors.
Carriage doors, got it. Yep.
Okay, they don't seal as well, but code doesn't require the thing, and they said, no, we don't do that.
Oh.
So it's going to be a sloped slab. I can say that three times quickly. And
it's not going to change the height, though, of the building.
No.
Okay.
Mr. Mandel, how tall is the main residence on the property?
Oh, my, I think it's 42, 43 feet, something
40,
like
that. 40, it's called
40 yeah, to the top of the top story, yeah.
How many stories do you have?
John, can I just
two.
Finish that? And is the new building foundation higher or lower than the main residence? This is what I'm trying to get at. Is the roof line of this significantly less than the main residence?
It will be, yes. Yeah.
How much higher is the slab of this?
The closest part of the residence to this would be the peak on the garage, which is a standard height garage, and then there is a cathedral ceiling great room above it.
No, I'm asking a different question. If this new building were up on a knoll that's 20 feet higher than the house, then a 40-foot building on the house, and then the side building's 20 feet null, 18 feet high, makes it the same height.
Yeah.
Is this on a null that's some feet higher, or is it roughly the same height as the house?
No, it'll be lower.
It's lower. Yeah. So even 18 feet on this would be lower than an 18-foot ceiling.
That's correct.
Okay, so the point is that this is lower significantly than the main residence?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And how does it compare to your neighbor's residence?
Completely different style.
I was talking about the height
comparison
because I know you said it slopes down to his property. Is his house as tall as your house or not as tall?
He has a two-story house, so he would be the same height as my residence.
Okay.
It is, if you look at the picture, that residence is through the trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dense.
Yeah, I drove up there.
It's about 100 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
The closest part of his house is a two-car garage, which could be about the same height. The peak on the roof of the garage.
Okay, so, but I thought you had indicated that the house was lower, that it sloped away from your property and
it does. Okay, his backyard.
Not where the house is?
No, not where the house is. Well, actually, his house has, I think he's got a 14-foot basement, 14 or 13 feet. He's on a hill for his house. His driveway is pretty much commensurate with mine.
So there's no difference in elevation between your driveway and his driveway?
No, the two driveways, maybe a foot or two.
Okay.
Not that much.
And the house, so you're saying the basement that goes underneath, so do I care about the 14-foot basement? Like, does that impact the height of the house? I'm thinking no.
No.
Okay.
No.
I think, Sharon, what you're looking for, though, is what roughly is that difference in elevation from your first floor versus his first floor?
Can I make a comment?
Not yet.
We'll get to you.
It's as relevant to this, and I think
we have to swear.
My first floor to his first floor.
Listen, if you don't know, say, I don't know, but my neighbor's here, and he can tell you.
I'm just picturing it in my mind. I'm going to say a good 8 to 10 feet.
Yours is higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because my garage is higher than his, and my first floor is 8-9 steps up from the garage. So that's I think that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Question, the pitch you're proposing on the new building is the same as on the existing residence, is that correct?
The elevation, the slab will be at about the same level as the garage. The pitch.
8-12 pitch.
Right. That's the same as the residence. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the point is you're saying 8-12 because it will look better. Is that the reason you're seeking 8-12?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I can do a 5-12.
You're saying you could comply with the ordinance with 5-12, but it will look nicer aesthetically if
that's
you do 8-12. That's your testimony, correct?
That is the testimony. Correct. That's my opinion, and you know we'd like to try to keep the architecture complementary with each other. That's why I'm going with the 6-inch tongue and groove cedar siding, which is quite a bit more expensive than your normal pole barn steel stuff.
Can I ask, are we done with the height?
Sure.
So can you elaborate why it still needs to be 4 feet over the setback? Like why I need a side?
He doesn't. He's now complying with the setback.
I thought you weren't. I thought the corner was 4 feet over.
I can comply with the setback.
What is the setback?
Setback is 20 feet.
Right. The plan you propose complies with the setback,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
So testimony you gave before about the 4 feet, that was just an explanation for last time. That has nothing to do with the plan tonight, correct?
That's it. If they wanted to reconsider their decision from last time and allow the encroachment, I'm fine with that. But last time it was a 10-foot encroachment,
right.
And they said no. Right. Having done the measurements now with the survey and the tape and all the rest of that, only need 4 feet. So
that request is not before us today. Is that correct, John?
Correct.
The notice on the agenda said both. So.
Well, the notice on the agenda is not the notice that you sent out. The notice that you sent out talks about the height.
That's correct.
So it doesn't talk about a setback?
No, it does not.
And so we can discuss, but we can't vote on a setback tonight.
Right.
Okay, all right. Then we move on because we don't have any more time.
Okay.
Before we go to the public, any other board questions?
I don't think it really makes much difference, but why do you have it at a different angle than the house?
Because of the setback.
Okay, so that was the change you made. So you're in the same location, just at a different angle.
Same location, but the east side has to be rotated towards the back of the property.
Got it.
To keep that front corner of the building
in the relationship to the driveway.
Within the setback.
Well, except you could rotate it to be parallel, but you'd have to take down some more trees, correct?
No, I would just have to be over the setback line by 4 feet.
Well,
why couldn't you leave the corner that right now complies with the 20 feet and rotate the other corner of...
In that situation, it would put the building too far back, and I would be impairing two large twin oak trees.
Like that, I said.
Right.
If you did that, you'd have to kill
a couple of more trees.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
All right. So is anyone in the public would like to come up and make a comment for or against or ask a question? If you do, come on up.
No, no, this is your
grab your microphone.
Listen, get them, sit down at the table.
I can do that.
Give your name and your address.
Steven Silberman, S-I-L-B as in boy, because they always spell it wrong.
And your address?
E-R-M-A-N, 40 Herbenthal.
You raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, to help you truth, so help you God.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Anything you'd like to say to us? Or?
Yeah, a couple things. Number one, the whole thing about any comparison to the height of my house is almost irrelevant because you can't see one from the other. Even in the winter, you can barely make out each other's houses. And in the summer, you can see a little bit through the trees, but that's about it. So the matter of whether it's a little higher or lower, nobody's going to see it. Secondly, I'm just a common sense person, and I'm just saying I don't understand. I mean, I can understand, I guess. You guys go by the technicalities. I think it would be a good thing to let him do it the way he wanted to do it, make it parallel with his, give the 4 feet at one corner. From what I saw, I was just out there walking it with him. Makes no difference to me, and I'm probably the only house that's going to even be able to see this.
Yeah. I'll just give you one comment on that.
Sure.
Couple things that we have to think about. Number one, when you're gone and moved on, other people will live in that building, and they may come along in 5 or 10 years and object, say, how come this guy got to build a house over the setback line? Who are the people that agreed with this? The other thing is, if we give a variance in this case, then other people may come along and say, wait a second, you let this guy build across the line, and therefore you need to allow me to build across the line too. Mm-hmm. So by ordinance and by the land use law, mm-hmm. we have to kind of weigh the pros and cons. We don't just give this away because he's a nice guy and the neighbor seems to be okay with it. There has to be certain tests that we, legal tests that we apply to that. John, feel free to elaborate.
No, that's perfect. I mean, that's why his argument for the height, right, is he didn't argue for the setback because it will look better. He argued for the setback he'd have to cut down two trees, but last time he was here, basically he's in the business of cutting down trees, and the board polled themselves, and they said, look, if he wants to do it parallel to his house, cut down the two trees, no sweat off our back. But as to the height, he has an argument, why should the board grant the height variance? His argument is because he can comply with a 5-12 pitch, but it will look better for the entire neighborhood with an 8-12 pitch because that matches the existing house. I can't speak for the board, but that seems to have struck a chord in the board that is a reason. If he wants to improve the aesthetics, that's a reason that they wouldn't mind people coming in for variances on. If they can improve aesthetics somehow, and if the board can accomplish that by granting a variance, they wouldn't mind doing that. But just granting a variance for the 4 feet, basically out of his convenience, if you do that, boy, that's a slippery slope. How do you say no to someone else?
Well,
like if you came in and said you'd like to have something, you know, you gave him 4 feet. How about me?
I'd want at least six.
Exactly. That's their
point. I'm just greedy that way.
Right.
He actually has six. Because 6 foot on his driveway is across my property line. You look at the survey.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't notice that, huh?
Yep, they haven't said anything about it. Better hope the zoning officer doesn't say anything about it. That's why I wouldn't talk about it.
Okay. Been there a long time.
Anything else, Mr.
Like? No. I understand what you're saying about you don't want to give this and that. I also heard him say that, and I could see where if he can get the 4 feet, he could make it the two parallel, but that's a decision you have to make, whether that's worth giving the...
So he can make a parallel right now and comply with the 20 feet. he'd have to cut down two trees to do it, but he could.
More than that, but okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Anyone else would like to come up and make a comment?
Roy Sanderson.
John.
Yep. Can you identify yourself for the record?
My name is Robert Kaufman.
Can you spell your last name?
K-A-U-F-M-A-N.
And your address?
9 Whitetail Way, Hook Mountain.
Okay, can you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
So help me God, I do.
Okay.
You may not know, but we call him Sandy because this guy is an artist. His reason for doing what he's doing is to improve the integrity of the look, to make the roof line. We tease him all the time about what he does, but he's an actual artist. His idea of building this building to make it look in the fold into the land is his passion, not because he wants to go over the line to get into the setback. He'll do whatever he can not to, and will never cut down these trees because he enjoys the beauty of the land. But to do the architecture to make sure the roof line meets is his passion of the house. He lives in a contemporary house with a contemporary roof line. I was listening to what you were saying about the houses. Two different houses, two different levels. His house is very high up. This dwelling won't even be seen from the road, but his passion for what he wants to build will fold into the land that you won't even see it. So I will invite you after he's done with the build, to come and see the architecture and the work that he does, because every screw will be screwed perfect, every piece of wood will be perfect, and you won't even see it out there. I don't know what else to say about it, but...
Okay. I take it you're in favor of granting the height variance so he can have the 8-12 pitch.
He wouldn't be sitting here trying to get you those extra 4 feet or the height variance, and for him to cut down a tree to make it, he would never.
The height doesn't need cutting down a tree, but you're in favor of the increased height, correct?
Yeah, to match the house to make it look like to make it fill in. Yes.
Okay.
That's his passion.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. David Pfeffer, 43 Hermanthal Road.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you guide?
Yes. So I've actually never met any of these neighbors, despite the fact that I'm at 43. 42 is not directly across the street. We have weird numbering on Hermanthal. Oh. So I am actually like 450 feet from his house. I wasn't part of the notice radius. From what he's described, it sounds like a perfect use for a D variance. He wants to blend.
It's a C2,
not
a D. It's not a use variance. It's a C2 height variance.
Sure. Even better then, because it does, it definitely blends with the environment better, matching the roof line. Now, I say that knowing also that he and maybe his immediate neighbors are the only ones that could possibly see this. Between the topography and the dense woods, I can't see his house. I really can't even see my neighbors from my house. So if he can exceed the height by just a little bit and end up with a more aesthetically pleasing building, then that definitely leads towards the purposes of the MLUL that you look for when you're doing a C2 variance.
Good question. Are you testifying this new building is not visible from the road?
But I assume you drive by the house, and so you'll see it driving by, and it will improve your aesthetic, whatever, driving through the neighborhood. That's basically
absolutely
what you're saying?
I just want to be clear. You're not saying it's invisible from the road.
I don't know if it would be visible from the road or not.
I
suspect you'd be able to see parts of it. I don't think that, from my perspective, it matters. I don't think it would be an eyesore, driving past it or anything like that.
Okay.
But you think it would look...
Yeah, but I definitely think it would look better within an 8 and 12. Even if that makes it a little bit more visible, I think that perhaps a little more visibility, but blending with the character of the house is better than a little bit less visibility, but then being not in character with the house.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, discussion? No one seems to have a problem with this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we're talking about height variance, and just to be clear, are we saying it's 18.8 or 18.4?
Goes by the plan, it'll be
the 18.4. Plan says 18.4.
What happens if it goes in and it's 18.8 in the building?
Then he's got a problem, so you guys decide what you want to do about it. He asked for 18.8. The plan he submitted shows 18.4.
That's
I'm not taking a position on it. I'm just telling you the facts.
I'm thinking we ought to go with 18.8. If it's 18.4 and Mike Wright gets out there and says, sorry, bud, you're 4 inches over, what are you going to do then?
I would take the 18.8, and if we come up short, we come up short.
Yeah, you can always come up short.
Yeah.
So it's a no greater there.
Right, no greater than 18, a 8-12 pitch roof, no greater than 18.8.
And did we have any special conditions that we talked about?
Well, I guess what we should talk about is the board's standard conditions give you 1 year to pull a construction permit and 1 year to complete construction. If you don't do that, then you have to come back for an extension. Some people ask for more than that. So what's your plan? How fast do you want to go? Do you need more than a year to pull the permit? And
I
after the permit, do you need more than a year to construct it and get your CO?
This build will have to take place in October, or it's not going to happen.
So my suggestion...
The plans go to Mike Wright.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, my suggestion is his plan is to build in October. If he builds in October, he'll hit the dates. But if he doesn't build in October and the winter comes on, he might not hit the dates. So my suggestion, unless you'd like to see him come back for an extension, is to give him 2 years to pull the construction permits rather than the 1 year to pull the construction permits. And I guess the same thing, 2 years to complete, or maybe 1 year to pull the permit and 2 years to complete the construction. That's more like it. How's that sound?
That's fine. The sealed drawings will go to Mike.
How's that sound? It's like
that's
a
fine.
Yes or a no.
Yes, that's
yes.
Fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
It sounds
I
good.
Won't need that much time,
right.
I'm sure, but it looks better be
say
safe
okay.
Than sorry.
He likes to talk, doesn't he?
That's what it is.
So we formally, I don't think, talked about aesthetics of the, I mean, we've talked about it, right. But we didn't really talk about it in terms of what the board, what you're formally planning and what that would formally look like.
Okay, so let me ask you this, good point. So the drawings that you attached to your application, right? Does this accurately represent what the building as constructed will look like?
It does.
Okay, now, you testified that the windows, though, are not going to be double hung. They're going to be casements. And you said that the casements will match the casements on your existing dwelling, and the casements are going to be 3 feet off the ground and 4 feet high. Is that correct?
2 feet wide, that's correct.
2 feet wide, hold on. And you testified that the siding is going to be...
6 inches.
No. Tongue and groove, so it's 6-inch tongue and groove steel siding?
No, cedar.
Cedar siding. 6-inch tongue and groove cedar siding. Are you going to stain it or let it naturally?
No, it will be stained to match the house.
Okay, what is the color of the house?
Chestnut brown.
What type of shingles and what color are the shingles? Roof shingles.
The shingles, I believe, are Timberline. Well, what the color is, I can't tell you. I don't know.
But will they match the house?
Will they match the house?
They will match the house, absolutely.
Okay. And the last thing is the door.
Yeah, so what's the final word on the garage door? The
garage door will be a 3-segment overhead door. I may, if I have leftover siding, skin it to match the rest of the structure.
Yeah, put it this way, but you're not committing to skin it right now.
No.
Okay,
right.
So right now, if push came to shove, what's the material on the garage door?
I believe it's steel. Insulated steel.
Okay.
Painted to match.
Insulated steel, or is it the fiber, plastic fiber?
You know,
material?
I haven't checked with the company, so...
You're not sure.
I can't tell you, but...
So it's a... Now, the door shown... On the eave side to elevation is a 4-segment, not a 3-segment.
Then it's 4-segment. Whatever's in on their elevation, I haven't.
Okay. And the color of the door is going to...
It's going to be painted. It'll be brown.
Brown to match chestnut as best as practicable.
Exactly. The window frames are brown. Windows are brown as well.
Okay, the trim?
The trim is, yeah.
The trim is brown?
Right.
Okay. And the color of the walk-through door? will be?
Walkthrough will be brown as well. Okay. Yeah. All together.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're good? Anything else? Okay. Motion to grant relief as described with all conditions.
I'll make a motion. Grant relief.
Just a quickie. A lot of these accessory garages, the board states, just to make sure that it's on the record, that the only uses of a garage. He's testified that this particular garage
is a workshop.
It's going to be used for his hobby. So
we should
talk
about water and electric.
Right, I think you got to talk about all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, okay. You jogged my memory. Because I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no.
Is there an explanation of that?
Yeah, so you understand that what they don't want to have happen is they start running a business out of the garage. So why don't you explain, and then they can hear what you say, and then they can ask questions.
With the electric, there will be a 200-amp branch feed from the house, so it all goes through 1 meter, not a separate meter, not a separate line.
Same meter, but you're going to have
it's same power line.
Separate circuit.
Yeah, well, they take
You're going to have a separate meter for the garage?
No. 1 meter.
1 meter,
okay.
Right?
And there will be, the house is fed normally with a 200-amp service.
Right.
That will be upgraded to 400. And then a 200 line will come off of that and go to the shop.
Okay.
There will be no water in the shop. This will not be made into an alternative residence, even if I wind up in the doghouse.
Yeah. Are you going to have heat in there or air conditioning?
No. There will be two small mini split heat pump.
Okay, so it's going to be an electric split system which can heat and air and cool.
That is correct. But again,
so there's no natural gas, there's no propane,
there's no
oil.
No. No fuel tanks.
Excuse me, would there be a ventilation system while you're working for the dust, the sand?
Well,
the sand portion of this?
Yeah, if you look at the floor plan, you'll see a small room at the back corner. In there goes a dust collector. It'll be a cyclone, which recirculates the air from the main shop. And then it spins it out into a can. Then there will be two 24-inch fans, box fans, with four-stage filters that operate on timer and circulate the air within the space.
So everything is going to be contained within the building, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, sawdust gets mulched. Especially turnings. My friends usually can tell what kind of wood I'm turning because of the color of the mulch around the halves.
Okay. What else? Anything else? That's a good catch.
Walk-in driveway.
So I had. No commercial use, no sales of any products, including woodworking products. The use of the garage is for his woodworking hobby. No water. Heat and AC limited to electric split system. No gas, no oil, no fuel tank.
That's correct.
And you're not going to pave a driveway where your driveway ends? You're not going to pave back to the building?
Oh, I'll probably put in pavers or something like that. Okay. It's a very short little space, and 3-4 feet from the end of the driveway.
Anything else?
Well, I guess the only other thing was mentioned. We talked about this before. An as-built final, where it's located. For the map once it's constructed.
Yeah, as a requirement for getting the CO. Just to make sure the as-built's got to show that it complies with the setback.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to that effect. Did you already make a motion, Sharon?
I was halfway through it, yeah.
Okay. Motion and a second, please.
I'll second.
Okay. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay.
Jay, good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you all.
Welcome.
Mr. Estrell, how long before we'll get a...
When's the next meeting?
September.
The fourth Monday in September.
24th.
That's when the resolution will be on for adoption.
24th.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause?
No.
Any outstanding issues? Right?
No, I think
okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
7:46.
Pretty good.
Yeah.